Soul to soul, spirit to spirit, greetings of love from the island of Kauai. There's a phrase resonating through my mind, and it becomes louder and clearer. It says, my kingdom is now. My kingdom is now. In 10 months, we are going to meet in San Diego. And to prepare for that spiritual explosion, now we are to move out of this world into the kingdom of now. We cannot be half human and half divine. We must make a clean choice between God and mammon, between Christ and Antichrist, between matter and spirit. Many of you have already made your choice. You are walking the path of light, following that narrow trail of reality. You are not taking the broad highway of illusion. You have renounced many of the subtle decoys and temptations presented by this world. Because your soul has responded to an infinite voice. And for you, the pure flame of eternal life is present and burning within you. To you, the words of the Father are beacons of glory, lifting you from the tomb of a divided consciousness, a divided selfhood, into divine life, unconditioned, without mortal shadows. Your decision has been a very wise one, because to all mankind, the Father says, it is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. By receiving these words, in the purity of your soul, you have affirmed that you are the child of God, that you are the one to whom that promise was made by the Father, that you are the one to whom the Father has given the kingdom of God. And now your soul is ready. To receive the innermost mystical secrets. That your heart may be full. This class must now go through a deepening process to deepen our convictions, to awaken our souls, to bring forth our faculties of soul, and to reveal the now majesty of the kingdom that we have inherited to our unfolding vision. It is most regrettable that to most of mankind, the kingdom of God is an abstraction. Many mortals give only lip service to the kingdom. Some seek a better world. But their hopes are dimmed by the fears and the harsh realities of human life. And there are others who secretly sell their souls to the Antichrist while they reach into their neighbor's pockets for 30 pieces of silver. You probably saw the Time magazine article right on the cover. It said, "Whatever happened to ethics?" Assaulted by sleazy scandals and hypocrisy, America searches for the moral bearings. Inside the Time magazine follow-up reads, "A scandal-scarred spring tests Americans' sense of national character. Disclosures of hypocrisy and moral laxity infect leadership from Washington to Wall Street, tainting even television evangelists and Semper Fi United States Marines. Do the transgressions represent a general shunning of values that Americans have always held dear? Or are they merely a temporary blot brought about by the mindless materialism of the 80s. And then the writer asks, "What's wrong?" What a wonderful question. What's wrong? What we read and see next tells us that the kingdom of God is a mystery to many high-ranking Americans. We don't read a lurid story about boys from the ghetto who stole to prevent starvation, or deprived minorities who fought back against oppression and persecution. Oh, no. Instead, we see hypocrisy, betrayal, greed, unsettling the nation's soul. We see Wall Street, high rollers, television evangelists, trusted national security advisors, presidential candidates, public officials who have pledged allegiance to God and country, all grinding out shady undercover deals, moonlighting shady income, while holding down jobs paid for by American taxpayers. Every branch of the United States government has tolerated and now is tolerating breaches in the moral fiber of our country. And the problem does not end between the Atlantic and the Pacific Oceans, nor is it a problem that began in the 20th century. This is a worldwide problem that has infested the earth for more than 100,000 years. It affects every unborn child, as well as the living. And it will continue corrupting our youth and our manpower until we eliminate the lies that have hidden the kingdom of God from human understanding and from human vision. Patrolling the Persian Gulf, battling disease, chasing down criminals and violations of our own laws. We find more than this on the national scene. We find incredible evasions of truth. Seem normal to many people. And this abnormal behavior, which is accepted as normal, is 20th century man's way of life. He has wandered into traps, both the good ways and the bad ways are traps of the world mind, which is compelling mortals to reject and to violate the heart of Christianity. The heart of every religion in the world is being violated. And the heart of that Christianity which is being violated is the promise of God to give his kingdom to the sons of God who walk this earth. Like blind animals, we are ravaging and cheating our neighbors, killing our sons, killing their sons, because of an unscrupulous, unenlightened teaching about the kingdom of God. We have heard lies about the kingdom of God. We have heard distortions about the kingdom of God. And yet everything that man wants and needs now stands in the kingdom of God waiting for man to claim it. Your perfect mind, your perfect body, your perfect life, guided, protected, and maintained by perfect divine power. Nothing is missing. There are no shortages, no limitations, no evil, no destruction, no disease, no heart attacks, no brain tumors. In fact, Christ assures you that if you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things will be added unto you. So why? Why are we still searching for the kingdom? Why has religion failed to reveal it? Why are we still foolish mortals living by our blood, by our sweat, and by our trickery, when God has promised us a perfect kingdom? Don't you think it's time to end this spiritual drought? The world may not be ready for divine truth, but you are. The world may be asleep to divine truth, but you are awake. And I say unto you, my kingdom is now, and the power of my kingdom is now, and the invisible qualities of my kingdom are available now for all who love God. What is our mistake? How can we see or experience the kingdom of God if we live in the sense illusion called matter, mortality, time, and space? No wonder we search in vain. No wonder we continue to be sick, to deteriorate, to have wars, and to die. The truth is, the kingdom of God is not in the time illusion. Intelligence won't take us into the kingdom. Computers won't deliver the kingdom. Mathematics, philosophy, science, and religion won't remove the veil from our eyes. The facts are undeniable. Live in the time illusion and you die. Live in matter and you die. Live in material bodies and you die. Live in time bodies and you die. But live in the kingdom of God now, where God lives, and death has no power to touch you. Where should you seek the kingdom? How will you recognize it? What are you looking for? For centuries, man has heard about the kingdom, but no one has told him what to look for. Where to look? Describe it? He cannot. Is it something you see with your eyes? Are the streets paved with gold? Do angels fly around with harps? How is the kingdom different from this world? Some of the answers are shocking. To most people, the kingdom of God is the next world. After this world, God allegedly gives us the kingdom if we have obeyed his commandments and keep his faith. according to this belief, we have a tomorrow kingdom. A material body today, suffering today, brain stroke, heart attack, cancer, war, with hopes of a kingdom tomorrow. We have put God on hold. We have a tomorrow God in a tomorrow kingdom, a God who tests us with physical problems, diseases, and the like. And so we live between two worlds. It's very uncomfortable, too. We live between this world today and the kingdom tomorrow. We live in darkness today, hoping for light tomorrow. We live in a world of two powers, evil powers, sin, disease, hate, poverty, limitation. And we pray for that tomorrow kingdom with the good powers. Until we learn one secret, one wonderful secret. The kingdom of God is not tomorrow. If the religions of the world are hearing that now, it is about time. The kingdom of God is not tomorrow. No one has ever found the tomorrow kingdom. It does not exist. It does not exist in a million tomorrows. And if you were able to wait for 4, 6, 10 million years, you could not find it. Man has looked in the wrong place. When Christ Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world," it was true then, and it is true now. And you might add another truth to that one. The power of my kingdom is not of this world. That is true too. And from this magnificent truth, religion has made a fantastic deduction. A deduction which is both erroneous and tragic. Religion has concluded that because God's kingdom is not of this world, it must be tomorrow. And in that stupendous error, religion has committed the ultimate sin. It has committed spiritual suicide. It has taught man to suffer in this world and to reap God's reward in the kingdom of tomorrow. But one need only seek for 5 or 10 seconds to find two simple Bible truths that prove that this teaching of religion is not only a monstrous lie, a monstrous error, and a monstrous fabrication, but it is probably the greatest heresy that religion could utter. I don't know how to phrase it to say what has happened in the religious mind to cause this catastrophe. We need only look to John 10 or John 18, 36. 18, 36. Here we have, my kingdom is not of this world. This is Christ talking. But in this identical verse, Christ adds the momentous words that you must hear now. My kingdom is not of this world, but now is my kingdom. Let us not hear any more about tomorrow being the kingdom of God. Now is the kingdom of God, stated by Jesus the Christ, is a flat rebuttal of the religious teaching that the kingdom of God is tomorrow. The Master opened the door of the kingdom to mankind now, and religion, fumbling in the darkness, in absolute violation of divine will, close the door in man's face. This adulteration of divine truth imprisoned mankind in a divine world where he was blind to the truth of his being, living in a division of his self, completely unaware that around him was divine perfection. And so he lived in good and evil. And to make matters worse, in Mark 1:14, here is Jesus again clearly teaching that the kingdom of God is not tomorrow. Kingdom of God is at hand now. I don't think we can drum this point home too much. Jesus drove it home. He stressed the nowness of the kingdom of God wherever he could. In Matthew 12:28. It is said that he went about all Galilee, teaching, preaching of the kingdom, and healing every sickness, every disease among the people. And then he said to them, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Again, he was demonstrating the nowness of the kingdom of God and the nowness of the power of the kingdom. But you see, the world completely had its mind on the kingdom of tomorrow. And so it brainwashed itself into soul blindness. If you think that is a sad commentary on theological tunnel vision, here's something even sadder. Turn, if you will, with me to Luke 12:32. Rest your eyes and ears on something even more amazing. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Religion put this divine bestowal into the future, always tomorrow. Even where spirit uses the present tense, religion changes it to future tense. And now learn this truth. a truth that has always been true. God has already given you the kingdom. You have it now. You have always had it. It was a mistake, a tragedy, to assume that it would be given by the Father 2,000 years from now or 10,000 years from now. When the Father says, it is my good pleasure to give you. Future tense was never mentioned in this divine bestowal. The kingdom of God has been at your disposal all these centuries. Is at your disposal now. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Believe God. Not man, whose breath is in his nostrils. And open your soul to the now kingdom of God, which is ever knocking on the door of your consciousness. Let the miracle of now enter your soul as we meditate. God is now. As God is now, the kingdom of God is also now. Simple, isn't it? As God is not visible in the flow of time, the kingdom of God is not visible in the flow of time. Or in the visible dimension of space. To those material worshippers who envision a physical kingdom, the Master now reveals where the power of his kingdom can be found. And released from the visible mind of man, from the visible body of man, from the visible activity of man, into the fullness of his being. He is teaching you how to bring the invisible to life. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. You won't see it under a microscope or through the powerful lens of a telescope. You won't locate it with your brain or your five senses. And you won't find the kingdom inside the atomic universe. And that covers the entire world. In vain shall science search for the kingdom of God. For neither sense, perception, nor scientific instruments can find the slightest clue Neither shall they say, lo here nor lo there. And then, to a bewildered human race, he reveals the location of heavenly treasure. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Not within your tomorrow, oh no, but within your now. So please catch the full scope of what is being revealed. My kingdom is not of this world, but my kingdom is here. My kingdom is now, and my kingdom is within you now. These are not human interpretations or human opinions. These are the words of God, spoken by Christ. And with these divine words, Christ brought the kingdom of tomorrow into the kingdom of now. And he brought the power of that kingdom within reach of mankind. Now, yes, Jesus healed multitudes. And the purpose of this was to reveal the permanent nature of the kingdom of God. It contains no problems, no lack, no limitation. And by raising the dead, he revealed a stupendous truth that the kingdom of God here now contains no death. By reversing all illusions in time, you reveal that the kingdom contains no time and is not contained in time. Within you, Christ was saying, is the eternal now. The now that never passes. The now in which all death, destruction, and deterioration are impossible. Because now is perfection, unconditioned by false human perception. But he was not satisfied merely to reveal the nature and the availability of the kingdom. He was clarifying that eternal perfection and completeness are the will of God for man. And by accepting the opposites, we are violating God's will. Everything was prepared for God's triumphal awakening in man to the perfection that had been within man before the world was. The kingdom without death was ready to be lived in. Jesus had demonstrated its power, its presence, its availability on this earth. Now all that remained was the flame to ignite soul and spirit into a holy marriage, to yield a birth that transforms the illusions of a changing world into the eternal divine kingdom. And still, the new birth puzzled even the most devoted worshippers. Try as they might, they could not be reborn again. So patiently, Christ repeated His divine teaching, I say unto you, unless a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Paul clarified this in 1 Corinthians. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But the ultimate secret had already been revealed. It simply had not been understood. And even to this day, that liberating truth has continued to elude even the most ardent, devoted seekers. Open your soul, please, to see with new vision what your old vision could not conceive. Cross this new frontier with me. You know that the kingdom of God is within you. Now know that the kingdom of God within you means that your invisible self is already in the kingdom. The kingdom of eternity is where your invisible self now lives. For as John told us, now are we the sons of God. So if Christ is your name, and Christ is in the kingdom of God now, where are you? Face this truth. The kingdom within you now is the only self you can be, the only reality you can be. The kingdom within you now is your infinite self. Christ in you, the kingdom of God in each of us. And as long as you live in any other identity than Christ, you deny your identity. You reject your sonship. You live in a divided self. You refuse to live in the kingdom of God. Where Christ now is. And you live the imitation of life. All mortality, which refuses to accept the kingdom of God, which your Father has already given to you. There are no human beings in the kingdom of God. To accept the kingdom, you must be Christ, who lives in the kingdom. And this is the will of God, who tells you, except a man be born again, by accepting Christhood, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Through fear, ignorance, humans have found comfort in the time illusion, living in the promise of a future kingdom, while in a dream identity, which rejects the kingdom now, here, and by seeking the Christ, we are asleep in the humanhood that we are not.